Today we celebrate the feast of the Our Lady of the Angels. It is a feast dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary at her special chapel in Assisi called the Porciuncola, the little portion. This is the chapel that St. Francis loved. This is the chapel, a little chapel down from the hills on the plains of Assisi, below Assisi. In that time, it was in the wooded area, of course, but now, of course, it's inside the Basilica of the Immaculate, of the Our Lady of the Angels in the plain on the below Assisi. And it's a beautiful chapel. Of course, it's small. At the time of Francis, it was in disrepair, but he was called there by Our Lady to reverence her and the Lord. It's a chapel so dear to St. Francis because here he founded the order. Here he sent the friars here and there to the mission areas. Here he founded the order for the poor Clares. He received St. Clare of Assisi into the poor Clares. She was a very wealthy young lady. And in the dead of night, as it were, she came to be admitted and follow St. Francis. And she founded the Poor Ladies of Assisi, as they were called in those days, or today, Poor Clares. And here St. Francis died. He loved this chapel very, very much. And he told the friars never to leave it. And he wanted the friars to spend time there in strict poverty. Could not do much else because it was a very small chapel, and humility and silence and recollection. And here he wanted the order to live a life of strict observance, and they did. And within just a few short years, St. Francis had 5,000 followers. It's hard to believe in our day, when we have a lack of vocations, that one man who founded an order within a short time would have 5,000 followers. It's just unbelievable. How did this all happen? Well, it all happened because St. Francis, at the petition of the Blessed Virgin Mary to her son Jesus, founded an order for the times in which were needed. At that time, in the 13th century, the world was growing very cold. And much like our own, they were very much interested in travel and trade. In fact, St. Francis's father was one of the richest men around, and he had a trade that would take him to France and other places. St. Francis also partook of that. But then he gave it all up, because he wanted to follow, as it were, Lady Poverty. So God raised up in the 13th century St. Francis to live a life of strict poverty, and also St. Dominic too. They were both very close friends. In fact, at one time, St. Dominic was so impressed with St. Francis that he thought he maybe should join the Franciscans. But through prayer of St. Francis and St. Clare, it was discerned that it was best that St. Dominic continue his role as with the Dominicans. As you know, the Dominicans are also mendicants, poor friars, but they have a different charism. Theirs was preaching especially, and of course from them we have the great Albertus Magnus, Albertus the Great, and St. Thomas Aquinas. So it was all part of God's plan. So St. Francis was raised up by Our Lady. And this is why he loved this chapel, the Lady of the Angels. And he would often hear the angels sing in this chapel. And he told his brothers never to leave this place. If they send you out one door, he said, come into the other door. And in the major life of St. Francis, St. Bonaventure, tells of the of St. Francis and the Porciuncula. Quote St. Bonaventure, "As he was living there by the church of Our Lady, the Porciuncula, Francis prayed to her who had conceived the word, full of grace and truth, begging her insistently and with tears to become his advocate. He embraced the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ with indescribable love. After Christ, he put all his trust in her and took her as his patroness for himself and his friars." End quote, St. Bonaventure, in the major life of St. Francis. It's a beautiful writing, and it tells us about how St. Francis loved Our Lady, begging her with tears and prayers to become his advocate. Not only his advocate, but the advocate of his order. No wonder the growth of the order was so stupendous. Tremendous growth. And Franciscans thereafter went throughout all of the world and Europe and converted many. And the rest is all history. So we, on this day, the birthplace of our order, the womb, as it were, of the chapel of Our Lady of the Angels, we all rejoice. It is truly a blessed day because it's the beginning of Saint Francis and his order. And we thank God for the many blessings he has given us, and he has given us here in this wonderful chapel here in Griswold, Connecticut, another Porciuncula, from which many Franciscans will be a means of grace to sing the praises of the Blessed Virgin Mary, so that the whole world would understand how important it is to go to her, to go to Jesus. This is why she came to Fatima, to wake us all up, to do penance, and to pray the rosary during these difficult times. The same times that were difficult in the times of Francis, the same as today. The world is grown cold, and we need Our Lady to bring us all back to her Son. May the Lord bless you. Christus